Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another eMoney Knowledge Base podcast. My name is Brett, and in today's episode, I sit down with Linda Bello, Vice President of Client Service at eMoney. Now, October is a very busy month for us. Not only are we holding our annual summit, but in addition, Linda is joining us to share some very exciting news about a brand new feature that eMoney is launching, the Learning Center. Linda is going to be here to give us some insights on why we pursued this new learning management system and to talk about all the great things that the Learning Center will offer to our subscribers. So with all that said, let's begin. Please be advised that this podcast contains purely educational information and nothing discussed may be construed as legal, tax, or financial advice. Please consult a financial advisor for any financial investment or money management questions. All views or opinions represented in this podcast are solely the opinion of the speaker and do not represent those of eMoney Advisor LLC or any of its affiliates. We really appreciate you taking the time to join the podcast today, Linda. But before we get started, do you mind sharing a little bit about yourself and your role as Vice President of Client Service here at eMoney?
Thank you, Brett. I'd be happy to, and happy to be here today. Well, I've been with eMoney now for over 8 years, overseeing several teams that deliver services to our users that include home office support, data migration, and learning services. And when I think back to my first job after graduating from college, it revolved around support and training. I quickly learned at that young age how effective training programs are crucial to user success and successful onboarding. And that passion continues to this day. With over 30 years of experience, I've designed and successfully implemented programs that address diverse organizational needs. And I focus on building strong teams and fostering a culture prioritizing client satisfaction. With all that in mind, my team and I concentrate on developing comprehensive training programs that align with our goal of successful user onboarding. And we leverage data to gain insights into client needs. And that helps us to continuously enhance our services. And then lastly, by collaborating closely with our internal teams, we ensure that client feedback shapes our program development process and ultimately resulting in better services and more satisfied users.
Excellent. As you know, October is always a very busy time for us here at eMoney, as this is when we host our annual conference each year. But with that said, we also have some very exciting information to share to our subscribers regarding a new training platform at eMoney. Could you please reveal the news?
Yes, I'd be happy to. I'm thrilled to announce the launch of our improved learning program called the Learning Center. One thing I want to mention is that we already have a thorough training program in place today. And what's important to note with the Learning Center is that we have improved the content, we've made it more digestible for our users, we've created a systematic guided path for our users, and have created a platform where users can find everything they need instead of jumping around to multiple areas to find the content they need. So the Learning Center provides eMoney users that are new or returning with a personalized, continuous learning experience tailored to their business goals. The Learning Center was created to unify our eMoney platform learning experience into an easy-to-navigate platform. And you might be asking, well, what are the benefits? So the key benefits of the Learning Center are a single source of eMoney platform training, where users can access their resources in a centralized location, eliminating the need to navigate to various spots around the platform or even to our blog. It has engaging content. There's diverse training resources, including personalized coaching, interactive guides, quizzes to test people's knowledge along the way, and videos that cater to all learning styles, and it makes the user's learning experience more effective and enjoyable. If you have to sit here and just drone through content, it's not as fun. and people may walk away from that. We've tried to create a very fun, engaging experience here and to allow the users to learn at their own pace. Not everybody learns in the same way. The Learning Center offers a flexible, self-guided curriculum, allowing users to learn at their pace and on their schedule. And after they master the basics, users are encouraged to dive deeper into our content and explore topics that are of most interest to them. Something new, we've always trained support users, but we've built a program that is now designed just for support staff. And with that full suite of training, it also includes consultative one-on-one coaching for the support staff.
I gotta say, I'm really excited about all this. Obviously, Linda, we've been working pretty hard at this for some time, but all of the benefits that you identified, I think, are going to really, really move the needle and be attractive to our users. But it's a nice little segue. The release of the Learning Center has been quite a journey. Can you speak towards the amount of time and effort and resources and just everything else that went into this project?
This has been an amazing experience. We have our dedicated team who invested almost about a year of their time in developing a cohesive, extensive, and comprehensive learning program for our users. We take it very serious. Our users that take time to build plans and create experiences for their clients count on our software. And we want to build the best learning programs for them so that they can be best at what they do. And our tool can help them to do that. We collaborated with experts in the learning space, and it's crucial to our approach, as it enables us to tailor programs that specifically meet the unique needs of our users. We also engaged eMoney subject matter experts and industry consultants to shape and create what we're calling the Learning Center.
I can't wait for everyone to experience the Learning Center. Could you maybe speak about the vision for the improved learning method that eMoney is now proud to offer?
Absolutely. We use several principles that specifically address how users learn software. They include self-directed learning, experience-based learning, relevance, problem-centered approach, collaborative learning, mentioned earlier about quizzes, feedback and assessment, flexible learning options, and their own motivation. And these principles have created effective and engaging learning experiences that ultimately foster a deeper understanding and proficiency of what the learner is here to learn. We also focused on four primary learning modalities, which are visual, auditory, kinesthetic, and tactile. And these learning modals are similar in that they all involve using the senses for learning, but they're different in that each style relies more heavily on the use of a different sense. And I'll get into those in a moment. Most of us use all four of those learning modalities, but we prefer one modality over the other. One might like to learn visually. One learns more by doing. One learns by listening. When learners use their primary learning modality, they usually have an easier time comprehending the material and the retention of that material, which also motivates them to really dive deeper into the content. So visual learners, they learn by what they can see. Auditory, by what they're presented orally or what they're listening to. Kinesthetic, they learn best through training, such as demos or hands-on activities. And the tactile learners, they learn best by doing it themselves. So you can see that there was a lot of standards that we employed as we built out this program. And our vision included building the right combination of learning options to build what we believe to be the most effective program for our users.
That's so interesting. And I'm glad that we took the time to put forth these different types of learning modalities. I know personally, I'm more of the visual or kinesthetic, and I know it's important to offer variety of these to meet everyone at their own unique place. So as our software is, as you know, feature-rich and comprehensive and capable, how will the Learning Center actually improve a new user's ability to get onboarded and learn about the eMoney platform and our associated capabilities?
That's a great question. We enhanced our Getting Started program for our new users, systematically guiding them through their learning experience. When you're new, you don't always know where to start. And you're turning on this thing, up pops a screen. Where do I go? What do I do? What's my first thing? So that systematic approach was there to help guide them in this journey, in this experience. The Getting Started program is their journey to mastering the eMoney platform. And this program includes three phases. We spent a lot of time developing the content to put it into the phases of what we would consider setup, the fundamentals, and beginner phase, which will allow our users to build a solid foundation of their knowledge and skills of the eMoney platform. The setup phase offers opportunities to establish the settings and parameters within the system. The fundamentals, that offers opportunities to learn how to navigate the platform, how to establish connections, and to initiate the client experience. The beginner phase offers opportunities to dive deeper into understanding the planning capabilities of the platform. New users, they also receive one-on-one coaching sessions with a coach, and they dive deeper into the topics in their learning journey. In addition to those conversations around how the user needs to use eMoney, the coach reinforces what the user should have learned before having the call with the coach, and then what's next. So the coach is kind of like their person or a person through this experience that is helping them to stay on track. And a benefit of the Getting Started program is that users can go through it at their own pace. Some may want to get it done in a matter of weeks. Some may say, I need a few months to get through it. So depending upon their own personal time investment, they can complete the program again within weeks to months. And then after the users complete the Getting Started program, they're encouraged to continue their learning journey with instructor-led, intermediate and advanced webinars, planning workshops, product updates, and more. So we really did spend a lot of time thinking about what the new users need to help them kickstart the learning of the eMoney platform. And we believe this program is the strongest program that will get them there.
That's great to hear about our new users coming aboard. But Linda, how about our existing user base? How are they going to take advantage of the Learning Center? And how can it help them improve their own training and learning experience, again, for those that already have some eMoney system knowledge?
That's a great question. And an audience that we considered as we built this. When we designed the learning program, we considered users with a working knowledge of eMoney. I'll refer to them in this example as what I'll call existing users. So existing users who completed our learning program prior to the launch of the Learning Center still have access to the Getting Started program coursework that I just described, along with a full course catalog. And new users have that full course catalog as well. We just want the new users to stay focused in that Getting Started program before jumping into the intermediate and advanced topics so that they can build on the foundation to make the intermediate and advanced material more impactful. With the existing user, they've already done the basics. They're ready. They're already using the system. So the intermediate and advanced coursework will allow them to pick topics of interest and dive deeper. The course catalog, it's intended for users who have completed the Getting Started program, have a basic understanding of the platform, and experienced users looking to advance their knowledge to the next level. Users can also explore instructor-led webinars and workshops, self-paced e-learning, product updates, thought leadership recordings, and more. So whether you're a new user or an experienced user, there is a journey here or a path here for you.
Excellent. Now that we've talked about some of the things that we're going to be offering that are somewhat new or novel, let's talk about something that is something that eMoney has done for some time now, and that is custom training. So are custom training still an option?
It sure is. Users can easily request custom training via a link in the Learning Center. When they click that link, a form is presented to them where they will give us an idea what that custom training need is, and a trainer will reach out to them to discuss their needs. Brett, custom training is ideal for either new users who need to get group training to get their office up to speed, or experienced users who are looking for a more in-depth training. And our training team will help them to decide what they're looking for, what's best, and they'll work together to design a custom program, whether the program is delivered virtually or in person, but also tailored to their unique requirements.
Do you feel that the launch of the Learning Center, is it going to be the final version of the Learning Center?
That's another great question, Brett. No, this is our first of multiple phases. We built out the initial phase that serves as the foundation, and with user feedback and ongoing improvements, we'll continue to expand the learning program.
How do you anticipate the Learning Center potentially evolving over time?
Well, the launch of the Learning Center has been a long time coming, but it's just the beginning. This is the foundation, and as we continue to evolve and gather feedback, we will constantly improve and iterate. And that was a shameless plug that we want to hear from our users. We want to know what they think. We want to know what's missing that they'd love to hear more about. Or if there's a topic that we've presented and maybe it's a little too much and they'd love to see us skinny it down into maybe three different pieces of deliverables instead of maybe one 30-minute deliverable. So we definitely want to hear from our users so that we can continue to grow our program. We already have multiple phases coming. Love to have that internal and client feedback so we can continue to grow that list.
Yeah, as many who are listening, if they've ever attended one of my training facilitations, Linda, I am a frequent proponent of using the request a feature and asking for as much feedback as possible. So how could individuals learn even more about the Learning Center beyond what we're talking about here today?
Well, users can go to our corporate website. If you go out to eMoneyAdvisor.com and you go to the services link, you can read more about the training solutions offered by eMoney. We will continue to update home offices through our marketing updates, so the home office contacts will be updated. Our service management, or the client service management team, some know them to be CSMs. That's one of the teams within my group. They will continue to keep their contacts, their home office contacts, updated. And you mentioned earlier about client support. Our client support team will provide updates to users as needed, just like they do today.
Maybe the biggest question that is left unanswered at this point is, well, when will the Learning Center officially become available?
Yes, I wish I had a drum roll here. We plan to unveil the Learning Center as part of our release on October 24th.
So that time's right in line with the summit. So again, a lot of great stuff coming out of eMoney in the month of October. So we already made a plug for it, but let's be a little bit more explicit in maybe some different ways to receive some feedback from our users. So how can users go about providing that feedback about the Learning Center and just their overall experience within this new LMS to us?
Well, I've said it and I'll say it again. We love to hear from our users, and there's many ways for them to share feedback with us. A few of them are the one you mentioned, request a feature, which is a link at the bottom of the eMoney platform. The opportunity to provide feedback directly to the coach during the one-on-one coaching sessions. The new users that are going through coaching will have the ear of the coach. And if they have feedback, the coach will take that and share that with our project team so that we can get that in as a requested change or enhancement. Also through a trainer, when there's instructor-led training sessions, there's always a chat. You can put something into the chat and share that with the trainer of what you what the user would like to see. And another shameless plug, we do send out surveys and we read every survey that comes back. And we take that feedback seriously. So as our users are surveyed through their Getting Started program, if you please fill out the survey, let us know your thoughts. And if there's something different or new you're looking for, let us know. And we will add that to our list and you will see it in the future.
Excellent. So we want that feedback. So please, please, everyone, share that feedback with us so, again, we can continue to just improve the overall experience. Linda, this is all extremely, extremely exciting. I know firsthand just how much has gone into this, into the development, the launching, all the testing, and all that fun stuff. But I am confident that our users are going to benefit on day one immediately with these new offerings. And since we've had a nice conversation here, we'll look to wrap things up in just a bit. So any final either comments or remarks that you'd like to share with our audience?
Oh, sure. It's definitely been a labor of love, to say the least. And I can't wait for this program to be in everyone's hands. We worked to make this a best-in-class learning system, to elevate the user's experience, to make it fluid end-to-end, and to provide a strong foundation the users will continue to build upon. And I'm so proud of the project team for all of their expertise and hard work in creating the Learning Center. And I hope that all of our users find this program a valuable tool in their toolbox.
I really, really do think that they will. And again, this is just very exciting. And as you said, was a labor of love, to say the least, like you said. But I think truer words have not been spoken. A lot has gone into it. What's going to come out of it is going to be phenomenal. Linda, you and I, we could wrap for, even longer. But at this point, maybe we'll wrap things up for just this episode about the Learning Center. But again, I just want to say thank you for sharing all this with our audience here. I can't wait for everyone to experience the new Learning Center. And again, just thank you for giving us the time and sharing so much.
Thank you so much, Brett. It was a pleasure talking with you today.
Well, that's it for this episode. Thank you again for taking the time to listen. Very much looking forward to hearing back about your experience leveraging all of the great resources available in the Learning Center. This is Brett, signing off for now, and we'll be back soon with our next Knowledge Base podcast. Have a great day, everyone.